USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says Brittany Griner is in good spirits and is in generally good health. Griner was released from Russian custody as part of a prisoner swap.
The deal that we got with Ms. Griner was the only deal we could get, and now was the only moment we could get it.
Meanwhile, National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the United States will continue to work to bring back retired Marine Paul Whelan, who's still in Russian custody. A criminal investigation continues in North Carolina after thousands of people were left without power for close to 5 days.
The lights are back on in Moore County, North Carolina. Crews fully restored power to homes and businesses on Wednesday after gunfire knocked out two substations last weekend that left thousands without power for days. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Top lawmakers are celebrating the passage of the Respect for Marriage Act. The bill to codify the right to same-sex marriage heads to President Biden's desk after the House passed it. Police are looking for a white car in connection to murders in a college town.
Idaho police on Wednesday released a description of a car that was last seen in the area of the house where four University of Idaho students were brutally murdered 3 weeks ago. In a Facebook post Wednesday, police posted pictures of a white 2011 through 2013 Hyundai Elantra as the car they are looking for. The vehicle has unknown license plates. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Bry.
A student at a Maryland high school is in stable condition after a shooting on school grounds. The shooting happening just to the east of Washington, D.C. in District Heights. The school was placed on lockdown, but police say it was an isolated incident and there's no danger. No information about the possible suspect was released. USA Radio News.
And if you're one of those companies that stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during that challenging time. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com. You heard that right. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at refundsasap.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work. Then they share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let refundsasap.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit refundsasap.com, refundsasap.com.
House Republicans say come January 3rd, they will launch an investigation into the foreign business dealings of Hunter Biden and other members of the Biden family. Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer is expected to lead the charge on that. He joins Fox and claims then-candidate Joe Biden lied about having no knowledge of his son's financial affairs.
It certainly looks like the Biden family was acting as foreign agents. We have a term for that in Washington, D.C. We call that lobbyists. We know Joe Biden lied about his knowledge of Hunter and Jim's shady business dealings. We also know that Joe lied about his participation in those business dealings.
A new study out says many people are not fans of cryptocurrency.
A new study says only 8% of Americans have a positive view of cryptocurrencies. The CNBC Economic Survey published Wednesday shows 43% of the U.S. public has a negative view of cryptocurrencies, which is up from 25% in March, while those with a positive view plummeted from 19% to just 8%. The sharp drop in public approval follows a series of collapses and bankruptcies in the crypto market. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News, wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.